Kilayim Perkhes Mishnah Gimel. Hamanig Soifigas Harbaim. If a person leads the animals that are kilayim to each other, so he gets 40 lashes, he gets 39 lashes, even if he's not sitting or touching the animal, like the first Sorrel explains. V'hayoshev bikaron Soifigas Harbaim. And also the one that's sitting in the wagon, that's not even doing anything, he also gets 40 lashes. Why does he get 40 lashes? You have to physically do something. So the Rav says, because since the animal is going because of him, it's as if he is leading the animal and driving the animal. And like the Tiferes Yisrael elaborates, it's as if his sitting there is causing the animals to move forward. And I guess you have to understand that it's almost like because the animal was trained this way, that when someone would sit and it would feel the weight of the wagon because someone's sitting in there, so then the animal would go. So it's as if he's actually leading the animals. Rabbi Meir Poiter. Meir says it's Poiter because Lamaisa, you didn't do anything, but the Rav says Allah is not like a Meir. Mishnah continues, v'ashlishis shehi kshur l'ritzuos asura. And the third one that's tied to the straps is usur. So the Rav explains that we're dealing with two horses that are already, let's say, attached to a wagon. And then the guy attached to the straps another donkey. So even though everything would have went normally and fine without the donkey, so it wasn't even needed, still it's usur. And we don't look at it as if the donkey's not there. Rather, we take him into consideration. And therefore, it's an isser of kilayim, and one is not allowed to do that. Through Shainim Es, the Taisis Anshei Shem brings down also Sefer on the Mishnah is called the Eitz Chaim, it seems. It's the Rashi Tevos. How come this is not like ze yachol v'ze einu yachol? Like we have in Shabbos, if somebody is able to do something, is able to do malacha, and the other person is not able to do the malacha, and they do it together, so the person that's not able to do the malacha, he's a misayeya she'ein bo mamash. He's not even helping him at all. He doesn't add to it. So why is this also? The chamor is not adding anything to this, and we should look at it like he's not there, just like we do that like by Hilchos Shabbos with two people. So he says that it's possible that they made a gzera. The Rabbanan made a gzera here, and that's why they said that it's aser.